Hey, TSD listeners, Walt here with a very special announcement. It's almost the most wonderful time of year again, and Tell 'Em Steve Dave has something special planned for the 2018 TSD Christmas special, and you could be part of the festivities. We are asking listeners to send in letters to the stash with subjects you would most want to hear TSD discuss on the 2018 Tell 'Em Steve Dave Christmas special. Just like we did when we were little and we wrote letters to Santa Claus. That's what I'm looking for here. Your top three things that you would want, Christmas related, of course, to hear Tell 'Em Steve Dave discuss. Could be a Christmas special that you enjoyed as a kid. It could be a toy. It could be anything, but as long as it's Christmas related. And I just want to be able to have a mail sack overflowing with letters that I could dump on the poker table and have Brian Q and Ming and Jeff just sift through these letters, picking one or however many at random, opening them up, just like Santa did, and reading aloud what subjects you guys would love to hear us talk about on this year's Tell 'Em Steve Dave Christmas special. I mean, we all can recall how awesome it was when we were kids to drop a letter in the mailbox to Santa. That's what we're trying to recapture here on the 2018 Christmas special. And we will not, I repeat, not be taking any submissions by email. This all has to be done old school. It has to be a little letter or a card in the mail and then be sent to this address. TESD Xmas, care of Jay and Bob's at 35 Broad Street, Red Bank, New Jersey, 07701. I repeat, TESD Xmas, care of Jay and Bob's, 35 Broad Street, Red Bank, New Jersey, 07701. Please keep the letter strictly to your desired Christmas subjects or conversation categories only, please. You know, because we won't have, you know, a lot of time to like sift through it. So if you just put your top three things that you want to hear us talk about and then you want to go into a little bit more detail, that's fine. But at least give us right off the bat at the top your name and the three subjects you'd most like to hear us talk about on the Christmas special. The deadline is November 7th. So please start sending those letters in now, man. I just want to be able to have like a sack full of letters that I can just to hear that sound. Like hitting the poker table of all those letters. All right, so please start sending the letters in now. Start putting them in the sack. And then on Christmas, when the pod drops, who knows, your letter might be read. And as before I go and get back into the show or start the show, any Patreon backers who haven't received any gifts yet, please be patient. Don't worry. Boxes are going out daily. They've been going out daily for the last like 2 weeks. So please just be a little patient. I promise you they're going out. They're going out constantly. You're going to get yours in the mail soon. So sit tight. And when you get it, you're going to love it. And thank you to all the backers. Thank you to everybody. It's an unbelievable response to the Patreon. And it's humbling. It makes me want to try 1,000 times harder to deliver not only cool gifts, but cool content for the, you know, just stuff that you're like, make you guys feel like this is the best, either $5 or $10 or $20 or whatever it is you're spending. It's the best money you spent that month. All right, so let's get on with the show. Hit it, Jay Sarge. I mean, are they that desperate for like the celebrity of the week that they're going to bring like to an icon like Aretha Franklin has like the situation and fucking Ariana Grande?
Tough shit. I don't care about your feelings. I don't. I just don't. I don't go out of my way to offend anybody, but if I say something
in a joke...
You're just
talking about
that
you're going to dress up as a rapist clown. No, Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'Em Steve Dave. Probably sounds a little bit different, a little echoey maybe, but that's the way we're going to do it this week.
Yeah, we're not in the store this week.
Well, didn't the last one sound like this too?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it, so I'm not sure. You know what? Maybe people are just getting used to it. Do the new echo. No more handshaking. No more.
Done.
I'm fucking done with it. No more handshaking. I got sick again. Now,
you think it was from the con we did?
Yeah, because it showed up right after that.
Because I don't shake hands.
Fist bump.
I do the fist bump, and I am lotioning up these with Purell every second possible.
You're not getting sick.
Remember, what was it, of Mice and Men? The guy wore the glove with the Vaseline in it so he could smack his wife around without leaving marks. Curly, was that of Mice and Men?
Yeah.
That's me with Purell.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just got a glove. I just put it in there, wave my fingers around.
Is that a popular book or movie of Mice,
Mice and Men? It's an American classic, isn't it?
Oh, okay, because I told Chris Lodando on his first May I Propose a Roast?
Yeah.
Segment, he used the of Mice and Men joke, and I had to Google it because I didn't get the joke. And
you Googled it, you didn't get it.
I still didn't get it, and I questioned. I said to him, "I go, do you think that the TSD audience is going to get the of Mice and Men reference?" He goes, "If they, well, the ones who went to high school, he said, will." And I was like, "Okay, I guess I didn't want to. I didn't want to say anything else. So I guess I was wrong." And
yeah. What was the joke? Do you remember?
George and who's the other person in Of Mice and
Lenny?
Men?
Lenny.
Yeah, he goes, Gideon and Walt remind me of George and Lenny from Of Mice and Men. I just don't know who's going to shoot who, though.
Okay. First.
I can see by your reaction.
I mean, I get the joke because at the end he shoots him. But.
Oh, I didn't even see you smile, though.
Yeah, but. I don't get why Mike and Ming would shoot each other.
No, me and Gidim.
Oh, you and Gidim.
Yeah.
Oh.
Still don't get it.
Yeah, that makes a little bit more sense.
Well, you still, now you're laughing?
Now I'm getting a little bit, yeah.
Okay, all right, good.
But I don't think Gidim would ever shoot you. I don't think you should Gidim.
But Tonto, you've done it again.
All right, let me go get this guy.
Meteorites. I see. Suitable for the...
Catalog them.
For the mass market.
Mm-hmm. What, did you hear this somewhere, or just...
I'm not making it up. I heard this.
I don't think it's... Did Gidim tell you this?
Yes.
Well, then, I don't know.
But maybe, like, when people find a meteorite, you got to find out if it, like, has too much radiation and shit.
Right. I think it's
so you're supposed to turn it in.
Just to keep a meteorite, though.
But how... I mean, what the fuck, man? Like, it falls out of the sky, falls from outer space. Nobody owns it, outer space. It falls onto your property, and the government's like... Give it here.
For the public's best interest, though. You can't keep a something that is highly radioactive, though. It could kill the whole community.
Yeah, if it's highly radioactive, I guess.
Well, you can't just like rely on your knowledge of a meteor if it hit fucking laid in your backyard. I'd be pretty pissed if you fucking caused everybody in the fucking Port Monmouth to die.
I need a doorstop. Yeah, like
in the United States, the owner of the property where the meteorite is found is the owner of the meteorite.
They don't have to turn it in?
No.
Get him.
What the fuck does get him now?
Well, hold on now. U.S. Department of Interior Bureau of Land Management allows casual collection of up to 10 pounds per year of meteorites. You cannot sell them without obtaining a permit. Wow.
Get him does remind me of, like, what was his name? Jordy Verrill or whatever on... That first creep show that Stephen King were like a meteorite.
Oh, it started growing that green shit all over him.
Yeah.
The fungus.
Yeah, I could imagine that being good. Gout covered motherfucker.
So no more handshaking.
No more handshaking. Now I looked it up too because I'm like, where did this start? Handshaking. And it said like 5th century BC or something. I guess it was originally to show that like you had nothing in your hands. Like you shake hands so that you don't have a weapon. In your right hand, and they can see your left hand or whatever. So we've gotten to a point where it's like it's unnecessary.
Yeah,
unnecessary custom anymore. Nobody's carrying weapons around for the most part.
No,
when you go to meet somebody, especially at a con.
Why is our hands so covered with germs, though? You think?
Because you're wiping your nose. You're touching everything in sight.
Well, what about just a hug?
Just a hug?
Yeah, are you ruling out hugs too?
How about, and this is a good rule for just across the board, stop touching other people.
Yeah.
All
what
the
about
time.
A bow?
Yeah, a little bow. The Japanese have it down, man.
I'd find that more respectful. Like if you bowed to me, I'd be like, oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that'd be great.
Let's do that at cons. We'll bow to each other.
Yeah.
Because the antennas
are not going to bow back?
No, I'm going to, yeah. I was just saying, like,
Yeah, like the antennas have not caught on, so maybe the bow is what's next.
I know. I would feel really weird if some people were bowing to me. I mean, they would feel very like, you know, that.
But you're bowing back.
But you know, they did it first, though, you know.
Fuck it, I'll do it first then. If it means I don't have to get sick again, then I'll do it.
Why don't you get a flu shot or something so you're not so susceptible to all these?
Because it doesn't have anything. I don't have the flu. Like, a flu shot isn't going to do shit. How about, why do I always have to fucking modify my behavior? Why do I always have to do something different?
Because you're going out glad handing everybody.
Pressing the flesh.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got to accept that.
One at a time,
you
get boy.
Sick once in a while.
Yeah, I mean.
Hugs?
It's not often. Yeah, I don't want to hug everyone either, man. I'm not Ming, who, like, that guy. How has he not gotten me too'd? He's up on everyone.
How come
guy
he's
or
not
girl.
Sick?
Ming?
How come Ming's not sick? I'm sure he probably touched more hands than you did, I bet you, this weekend.
Probably, yeah. And overall, more hands. Well, he said he had a cough for like 2 years, though, that he never got addressed right.
That's tuberculosis. Good. That's not, yeah.
Dude, I got a brain virus from fucking meet and greets.
Really?
That's how I got the...
Oh, that's, you traced it back?
Yeah. That's what the doctor was
like.
No, we didn't find patient zero.
We didn't find patient zero.
But, all right, so because of that, I said I'm not doing meet and greets anymore. We stopped doing meet and greets. I rarely get sick anymore.
But I thought the rumor was that you guys were doing a prank in the swamps of Louisiana. Or is that bullshit? That you
I mean, a parasite got into his butthole.
That was Sal.
Did you guys do any pranks in the in a swamp?
Yeah, well, that was Sal as the bog monster.
Yeah, Sal was a bog monster.
Were you there too?
Yeah, I was there.
Did you get bit by a mosquito?
Not that I recall. But
that's where you were.
I don't know why. I think you just created that. That was never said or even thought.
Well, I didn't even.
Especially by the fact that I was sick before that got filmed.
Do you also see how quickly he was ready to blame it on me? He's like, "Didn't you say?" No, I didn't say. It also said with handshakes that a weak handshake is preferred in China and Japan. Like, they want you to go in all limp fish and shit.
How come?
A sign of respect or something. Because don't you hate the guys who are like, hey, man, like, a firm handshake shows how manly you are, and then they fucking pulverize your hand into fucking, like, a diamond?
Even they want to squeeze it so hard. They punch your fist.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, like, what the fuck, bro? Aggro much?
How about forearm bumps? Would you do that? You know, you just
I think I'd prefer a forearm bump.
Or how about just like a pat on the butt, like you like football players do? Would you do that?
I would do that before I shook hands.
You
want to pat each other's asses? I'm down. Because that means, like, I'm just touching fabric. I'm not touching, you know, and so are they, you know? Because who knows? Like, I shook hands with a person before me, so now I'm going to pass it on to you. It's not just about everybody giving me shit. Like, now I'm a fucking vector, man.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not good.
No.
I think you're right. Like, why do we have to touch each other? Like, don't touch me.
Yeah.
There's no need to touch me.
Yeah, like you're taking a picture or whatever, then it's like, put your arm around you. Yeah, of course.
And I'm not even just talking about, like, fans. I'm talking about, like, family. Mm-hmm. Like, across the board. Like, I don't think anybody needs to touch me.
Yeah.
The cats. I'm good with the cats.
Do you risk, though, losing contact with, you know, that human contact, and you'll miss it at some point, though?
No. No, like, not at all.
Like, people, I mean, you know, how much it helps, you know, like just a hug, they say a day.
Well,
so helpful to, you know, your overall health.
I'm okay.
Is it really a hug?
Yeah, go look it up.
No, I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm just saying that
like it can
a hug
like,
a day. Hold on a sec.
It can really like do a lot for certain people. It's just that like it does something and it provides.
Yeah. I can see that
stimulus in your body that makes you for a healthier person mentally and physically.
But that would come from someone you're close to, or you know,
well, you said family though.
Yeah, but I'm not really close to any of my family. You know,
then I should be super healthy because Sage is constantly hugging me.
Imagine if
these people are saying, yeah, I know, right? These people are saying 8 hugs a day, Walt.
You need 8 hugs a day.
8 hugs
like
a day.
Like 8 glasses of water, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, drink a glass of water, give a hug. Or do you need it? Well, so you need them. So you got to get them from people. So you got 3 people in your family. If, like, so it'd be like 3, 3, and 2, and then the next day they rotate. So like somebody,
I'll get some from Mike and Ming when I get them at work. Yeah,
is it the same
hugs?
Yeah,
you told me you don't like hugs.
Yeah, how long did it take you to break into hug territory? well over a decade.
And then he asked me to stop.
Yeah. He's like, I already had my 8 for the day. Yeah. I don't need this shit. When someone hugs us, a physical contact activates the pressure receptors that we have on our skin, which are also known as Pacian corpuscles, and respond mainly to deep pressure.
So you
got to give a good hug. An important change takes place directly in the brain. A hug stimulates the production of dopamine and neurotransmitters. I wonder why. Well,
it feels good to have human contact. We all need it. Whether we say we don't, we really do.
From strangers, though. It's traumatizing from strangers.
Yeah, it depends on the stranger, though, right? I mean, let's be honest. It all depends on the stranger.
Sure.
If it's get them stranger
or the homeless guy who hasn't bathed in ever, you know, you don't want the hug. But if it's just somebody who, you know, you've got modeled
for Vogue in the 80s.
I'm wondering, does the attractiveness of the person increase the strength of the hug in terms of dopamine? Like, okay, mm-hmm. you get a hug from Gidim, or you get a hug from Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Tom Brady's hug is going to be like but it's not sublime.
It's going to be pliable, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it's not definitely. Because he looks like he's better looking. It's because he's got all those goddamn rings.
What rings? Like his rings. So wait, is he rubbing your back up and down while he's hugging you? Like, how do you feel the rings?
I hope they're Super Bowl rings. No. I could just feel the ridges of those 6 rings.
Yeah. He's like, and his cock rings on the front. Okay, so
Gidim has a ring, but it's
only because he can't cut it off. It's too tight. too tight for that.
Well, his marriage would fall apart if he took off the wedding ring.
Yeah. So like if it's a girl or a guy hugging you, any difference? If it's a stranger?
No, I don't want strangers touching me.
No.
No, no. So there's no difference to me.
Unless you don't want people hugging you in the store, right? Well, this isn't an open invitation.
I'm just saying, for like somebody who's unhealthy like you, you may want to look into more hugs. Not me. I'm healthy.
Healthy in what way, though? Like psychologically?
Yeah, both. I mean, you're constantly getting knocked down by a virus or a fucking infection.
The last time I was sick was because of a con. It was years ago. Years ago.
Oh, shit. It was years
When's the last
ago?
Time I was sick from? The last time I got sick like this was from a con. It was in Boston.
I
was sick for like 3 months.
I could go back a couple of months ago and be like, oh, no, I'm not feeling good. Oh, damn con. It's a kind of a pattern. You do get sick more than you think you do. Okay. So I'm just saying, you may need a couple more hugs from to build your immune system up.
So when you see me in Syracuse, not this weekend, but next, come up and as we're hugging, shake my hand.
No, don't shake his hand. Just give him a hug. Yeah. But what about the from behind hug when you're not expecting it?
Yeah, like in an elevator or something. Yeah, like you might sneak me an extra 9th or 10th hug for the day, and I'm like, ooh, just there goes that dopamine.
If it doesn't trigger dopamine, would you be worried about your brain? Like, it's supposed to trigger the dopamine effect, the hug.
It is not going to take a stranger hugging me and having no reaction to make me worry about my mental health. I'm just like, oh my God, is there something wrong with me? I think there's something wrong with me all the time. Like, sometimes I'm like, I don't think I can feel joy. I honestly don't think I see people doing things and they all look so happy. They have like big smiles and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why don't I feel, cause it's just something very usual. Like they're in a restaurant, they're talking to the lady who's sitting them down. They got these big smiles on, like engaged and animated and shit.
You've never had like, fun
man,
in
they
a
must
restaurant?
Have had a lot of hugs. No, I have, but I'm just saying like that kind of shit. Now,
well, they're probably like in love or on a date or something, or happy with the person they're with.
Yeah, but I mean,
I think
I'm like that. I mean, I'm not like, what's that? You think what?
You seem to be much happier in your like in your current situation.
Yeah,
much,
unfortunately,
much,
I've much, fallen
much,
ill.
much happier. Like,
oh yeah, definitely.
So you are capable of feeling.
But I mean, that level of like all day where things, it just feels like there's something constantly weighing. There's always something there that's like,
well,
but maybe it's me. Maybe it's just me looking for something to,
oh, yeah. to weigh. Yeah, I think you, like I
could get 100 hugs a day. I do Tom and Steve Dave once a week. He's going to neutralize everybody. Oh, definitely. You think you're mentally distressed and abnormal? Yes, you are. Make no mistake. You're also sick a lot more than you think you are.
You are.
Which means maybe you have dementia. I don't know. Like, you don't remember getting sick.
Would you agree with me? He's sick way more than he
I don't. I honestly, like, I would love to jump on, but I don't recall him being sick a lot. But you.
I don't think so. Like, last year.
When you worked with him, I mean, you saw him all the time when you guys were making the TV show, so maybe you saw something I didn't see.
Not like where he's, like, bedridden.
They're not dope sick. Regular sick.
But like he, you know, he would say he's not feeling good or that Sage got him sick.
Yeah, she gets me sick in the winter.
So I'm no kidding around. And I think you're sick a little bit more than you think you are. And maybe a good, nice regimen of hugs would help the situation.
Again, I have two people who are like hug crazy, very affectionate, touchy people. So. Yeah, maybe they're fucking up. Maybe they're just not doing a good job.
You've built up an immunity to their hugs, and you may need to look outside.
I got to go outside the relationships.
Don't they have those snuggle clubs?
Sage's, I'm hugging Sage's classmates and shit. Dada?
Here comes the hug monster.
Teacher ushering the kids into trying to shut the door, close it on my arm.
girls, I'm sick. I need hugs. Look at the door.
My brain isn't right. I need a hug.
Eyes are all red. Wait, what did you just ask me? Something.
I said they have those snuggle clubs.
Yeah, people pay for that shit. I agree with you that, like, yeah, people need human interaction to feel normal, but if you're paying for it, can you get past it?
I think you have to get right with it, and you have to accept that, like, okay, either it's
this is who I am.
Either it's no human contact, or I got to pay for it.
This is what's become of me.
Yeah,
I think if you get past it and you just accept, well, either it's living without any contact at all, or am I going to pay for a snuggle? Hopefully you can just be right with it and kind of accept it and don't let it, like, don't beat yourself up.
Don't let it bring me back to reality. I'm just like, no, they really like me.
You have to be realistic with yourself. Like, okay, they're not hugging me because they want to, but because I'm paying them, but.
It's like a hug's sex worker.
Hug's a hug.
Right, but it's not like when you bring your car into the shop, it's not like they're fixing it because they like you. They're fixing it because you're going to give them money.
Yeah, well, that's less personal, I'd say, than, like, nobody will hug me. Like, I literally, on a planet of 6-7 billion people, I can't find one person who's like, I'll do it for free. Like, I used to be somebody.
You can always find somebody that'll give you a hug for free, but you might have to, some people, I just might have to look a little bit harder than other people, though.
Yeah, that's sad, though, that, like, because when those people are kids, it's like, maybe they weren't even getting that many hugs then, because their parents are real shitty, and then, like, as they get older... And they become more and more, like, disfigured looking or whatever. People are like,
unhuggable.
Even for money, I'm not hugging that motherfucker. Yeah, they're unhuggable.
Unhuggable.
Yeah.
Do you consider, does your wife, Walt, consider it cheating if she finds out you've been going to a hug therapist?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would even be more stranger than anything if I was just like that's literally all I was doing was just getting a couple hugs before work. Uh-huh. Just get a couple hugs.
Like, there was an office in Red Bank. You just stopped in.
That I would too. Would also, like, if I found that out, I'd be like, that's
I'd totally commiserate with her. I'd be like, he didn't even catch a blowjob. He was hugging people. What the fuck with this guy?
Yeah, it would be very, very.
It would be odd, but it wouldn't have the same fury and hurt, right? It would just be like, that is
weird.
That's
true, but I think it would lead to more like, what else don't I know?
Right.
Probably a lot if you're going to hug clubs.
Pervert into if he's into hugs, because if you're into hugs, pervert, you're probably a deviant. Like, if you got,
we've just flipped this completely. It's almost like he left the room and another person came back wearing his face.
He's like, I don't know what that guy was saying. If you want my opinion on hugs. kind of pervy.
Because most people always take it. It's not how altruistic I would be about my hugs. Most people are not as pure and as innocent as my hugs would be. They would be getting off on it. They'd be jacking off right after they got their hug or something.
Getting their jollies and shit.
You know that they'd be masturbating.
Thinking about you later on in that hug you gave him?
Yeah.
Wow.
If you had to pay for it.
I want to hug you now, man, because fuck it. If this is the power your hugs contain.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you're going to a professional hugger.
Oh, okay.
You're probably, it's like the dude who once in the debt, you know, was paying someone to change his diaper. You probably got some sort of, like, fetish or something.
A hug fetish? That's pretty harmless, though, right? A hug fetish.
Depends.
You're like, I just want to be hugged. No, I'll pay you.
Yeah, if it's harmless.
And Walt's like,
if it's,
can we bring him up on charges for something? Some trumped up bullshit.
Somebody get the tar. I'll get the feathers.
Yeah, I think
this hugging pervert.
Think a meteorite on him or something.
If it's purely just a hug, yes. But we know the human condition is they'll sexualize that hug.
Mm.
They'll turn it into something dirty.
Right.
And something more.
Well, it is, filthy. Right? I mean, in this world, like, if you were to give somebody a hug, like, who didn't want it, then the whole Me Too thing, right? It's like, oh, he gave me unwanted attention, and now I like, every time I get hugged, I get traumatized and shit, I get triggered. I gotta go to a fucking hug therapist.
You know, some guys will use the opportunity to hug to cop a feel.
Yeah, to grind a little bit. Like that fucking dude with Ariana Grande at the Emmys.
Yeah, that priest or the preacher.
There's a preacher. Yeah, you didn't see that? It was a while back when Aretha Franklin died, and they were doing the memorial type shit, and there was some black preacher guy up on stage at the podium with Ariana Grande, who's a singer. She's, what's her name, from... Cat and you know that show.
I know you're talking about that girl. That was that one. Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Yeah,
I mean, are they that desperate for like the celebrity of the week that they're going to bring like to an icon like Aretha Franklin has like the situation and fucking Ariana Grande?
I don't think the situation. No, Ariana Grande is. Okay. I would say
she's going to test the.
She's a singer.
But she's for one. A young black singer, you know?
Like, is she? I thought she was like Spanish or something.
But will she stand the test of time and be like a singer that like...
She might be like a Britney Spears. Like Britney Spears still does Vegas shows like quite a bit, that kind of stuff.
She's not one of these YouTube singers.
Oh, no.
She's huge.
No, she's legit big, like huge, Ariana Grande.
Is it just a matter of just trying to get the young... people to watch the funeral that they invite Ariana Grande? I can't even imagine that.
As of June 2008, her music videos have been viewed a total of more than 10 billion times online.
This flash in the pan. She'll be professionally hugging before you know it.
She has sold...
You're so out of it.
30.5 million digital singles in the U.S. All three of her albums have been certified platinum. In 2016, Time named Grande one of the 100 most influential people in the world.
Where's Walt on that list?
There you go.
Definitely the situation is not on that list.
Like whoever was in at the moment that like Aretha Franklin died, they're like, invite them.
Sure.
The press will cover the funeral.
Yeah. Who's hot? Oh, the girl whose videos have been viewed over 10 billion times? She's hot. All right, we'll get her then.
Yeah, she's Italian.
Is she Italian?
Yeah. All right,
so I've been
dating off. That douchebag Pete Davidson, right? You can't fucking not hear about them.
You cannot hear about it.
Oh, my God.
There's ways. Trust me.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I didn't hear about it.
Don't go online. But so the preacher's up there. First, he made fun of her name, where he was like, "I thought it was a new menu item at Taco Bell," which I didn't know she was Italian. I thought she was Hispanic, so it would have been offensive, I guess, but not because he didn't have the ethnicity right. But then, like as he's up there giving a speech or whatever, he's like hugging her. And he has his hand around the side, like feeling like her side boob. Like I don't know why he's why is he touching her? Why the fuck does he have to have his hands all over?
I don't know.
So as he's talking, I'm going to find this while I'm talking to you. As he's talking, he's like feeling her side and feeling her boob and shit. Let's see. Ariana Grande. So Pastor jokes. Big fucking big joker. Leave the joking to the fucking professionals. Impractical or not. Okay.
I saw Ariana Grande on the program. I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell. Girl,
now, why is that funny?
Oh, it's kind of like he's making a joke at it, like at his ignorance on who's popular right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Grande, you know, I get where he's coming from.
I get it.
Yeah.
So do you think, like, this,
not offended,
you
but
you don't, you guys don't agree, though, that this, you don't believe that. The woman who died, Aretha Franklin, you think she knew who Ariana Grande was? Do you don't think that this is just like, who's like, let's get the most popular singers right now, but yeah, like,
who's the most popular pastor? Let's get him up there. Like, who the fuck is this guy?
But you know, they're like Debbie Gibson and Tiffany didn't get an invite to this.
No, well, they're not relevant to them, right?
But they were still popular at one time, though. So why wouldn't, why? So it's only about who's popular right now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's bullshit, though, because.
But who the fuck wants to see Tiffany up there?
But who wants to just see her?
Tons of
hug
people
hug a priest.
Certainly not her. Once you see him, a fucking hugger. Yeah, she definitely. Okay, so now he's hugging her. Now look at his right hand, right on her tit there.
He comes off very odd.
Wait a second. There's a longer version of it.
But you know, but like, I would think there's more appropriate singer, female singers who were inspired at least by Aretha Franklin that should have been given
why?
The opportunity.
Like who?
Because why are they giving someone like her who like?
Well, what's wrong with her? Why not her? I don't understand why you're opposed to her.
Because I just feel it's just looking for like views and likes more than paying tribute to the. To the deceased artist.
I mean, I guess if I die or you die or someone dies and the biggest artists in the world come out to honor it, I don't think people see it as a negative.
Definitely not. See, like, look at his hand there.
It says, if anything, like, she's so, like, Aretha is so relevant today and is such an icon that even the hottest, youngest stars of today have to show respect to her.
But, like, I would have liked to have seen, like, Nancy Sinatra.
She's still alive?
She is. She yelled at everybody at a party. Or one of Sinatra's kids yelled at everybody at a party I was at.
Oh, yeah?
Grabbed the microphone and started screaming because everybody was talking while they were playing one of her father's songs.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I don't know. It just feels more like a ratings grab than a legitimate, like celebration of Aretha Franklin's life, though.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. But what is done... What in media is done not for money anymore? I mean, of course, they're like, we want the highest ratings possible.
Even we went to Patreon.
So let's get, yeah. So let's get let's get somebody that people recognize and like, even if it is as like,
but it's
bizarre as like
it's
Cardi
not,
B.
But it's not a televised event.
Yeah, it was. That was televised.
That was a tribute to her. That wasn't her actual wake, right?
No, that wasn't her wake. Yeah, I think it was like just a moment. It was like at the Emmys or something. Wasn't it something
no,
like that? Or
I don't think fucking... so. I think that was the funeral.
I don't know. Even if it was her funeral, so this guy hardly took any shit. He took a little bit, but I read like an article on Reddit or a comment on Reddit. Somebody's like, well, why didn't she's a grown woman? Why didn't she just move away from him? And it's like, well, why the fuck should she have to? Again, why the fuck is he touching her? He doesn't need to hug her.
Yeah, it's
he doesn't
crazy.
Need to put his hands on her.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, they're like, Bill Clinton is staring at her ass. And like everybody gets all worked up about Bill Clinton and watching her dance. Yeah. And it's like, oh, Bill Clinton is watching a hot 25-year-old girl dance. That's shocking. Let's all talk about it. Because it's worth fucking mentioning. Yeah, I mean, he's definitely looking at her. But I mean, she's dancing right in front of him.
Is he looking at her rear end or is he looking, or is he only fixated on the rear end?
You can't tell, really. I mean, he's just looking at her. But you know,
are you supposed to look the other way when people dance?
I guess so. You have your Bill Clinton. They grabbed a frame of like him looking.
Okay.
Kind of all salacious.
Everybody's going after him these days. I think that's why.
Fucking Republicans, Slick Willie.
They're saying like, if you Democrats are so fucking concerned about sexual harassment, why don't you look to one of your heroes over there?
Get him.
Not get him.
No.
Bill Clinton, they're saying that a lot. But.
Get us off worse. Somewhere paying for hugs. Yeah, it's true. I mean, he was one of the biggest and OG Me Tooers in terms of power over someone in a lesser position.
And he lied about it a lot.
Lied as president and then fucking put a cigar.
I don't really have a problem with that part of it. What are you going to do?
Do you remember it was like right after that, we worked at this store, when the store was on Monmouth Street, and I think it was the first Halloween, the only Halloween probably, we were there, and there was a little girl, probably like 10, dressed as Monica Lewinsky, and she had like a cigar that she was like smoking. I guess her parents dressed her up like that, and I was like, wow.
That was weird.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't remember that, but
I remember seeing her walk down the street, down Monmouth Street, and thinking, wow, that's a choice.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Speaking of Halloween, the Halloween episode will be coming up soon. Looks fucking dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the teaser or trailer or the opening, one of the things for it. It's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's really
probably
cool.
Like in the middle of October, it'll drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are going to love it.
I hope so.
Video for everyone on Patreon if you're 5 and above.
If you just want to listen to the audio, we'll release the audio for free.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Because I didn't even get to do my roundup of offensive costumes.
Oh yeah, you're gonna
gotta do a little. I totally forgot since I wasn't in the Halloween mood.
Sage, I always thought that MeUndies were a really cool underwear brand with the funny, crazy prints. But it wasn't until I actually tried them on that I realized that holy crap. They are seriously the most comfortable thing I've ever worn. Mm. And now the fall is here, I'm going nuts over their amazing Halloween prints. You can attest to that, right? Haven't I been going nuts? I mean, going crazy over MeUndies? Mm. I'm like, say, check out my underpants. Check them out. Do you like underpants? Yes or no?
No.
You don't? Then you got no place in this car. Get out. Let me tell you a little something about MeUndies. They use micromodal, I still don't know, fabric, which is a full 3 times softer than regular cotton. Do you like nice, soft cotton underpants, or do you like rough ones, like get splinters and stuff? Soft or rough?
Soft.
All right, soft. Check. They have multiple fun prints each month with matching socks and bralettes. What's a bralette? Do you wear a bralette? I don't even know what a bralette is.
Yeah.
You can even get a matching pair with your boyfriend. Ooh, you want matching underpants with your boyfriend? You got to answer me. Yes or no? What the hell?
Yes.
All right. MeUndies also love celebrating the fall season with fun Halloween prints. Check out their latest Jack-O-Lanterns print in undies, socks, and bralettes. Pronounced bralette, I guess. If you don't know, it's pronounced bralette. The best part? When you join the membership, you can get all this stuff. Undies, lounge pants, tees, everything MeUndies makes for less than anyone else. Special member pricing is just one of the many perks of joining the membership. Sounds awfully ominous, right? Like the Brotherhood. Join the Brotherhood. But MeUndies is... In MeUndies, they don't see color. Unless it's their colorful, fun prints, right? So, here's a great offer for listeners. Any first-time purchasers, when you get any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. It's a no-brainer. Get 15% off the most comfortable undies that you will ever put on. That's it. You buy MeUndies, you're done. Oh, how would you like to try on MeUndies? Anyway, this is a call to action for the membership. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TESD. That's MeUndies.com/TESD. Personal endorsement is required. I love these things. I would never wear anything but MeUndies. If I couldn't wear MeUndies, I would go underpantsless and pantsless. I would walk around with no pants on or underpants, so everyone knew that MeUndies were the only underpants for me. Boom!
I asked Q, I was like, I think if I dress as Cosby, I'm cosplaying. Is that considered offensive, just Cosby?
Well, I mean, it depends on how what your mask looks like.
Well, it's a mask of sorts.
Face paint.
Yeah, some might say.
Yeah, I think.
But is that more or less, I mean, he's a convicted rapist, right? So if you dress up as a convicted rapist, is it then more offensive if you're in blackface just because? Yeah. Why, though?
Yeah.
I think it should be offensive. Because it's so in your, like, fuck
transparent
you.
What you're doing. You're like, it's my opportunity to finally face paint.
I hate him, right? To finally face paint.
I'm going to get the pass to finally face paint.
I've been looking for a reason. Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think people would be more offended if you're in blackface, but it's just like, but you're dressing up as a rapist, so
I don't think it should be offensive each other
regardless.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're both like,
icing on the cake kind of situation.
Yeah, you could put it that way.
Mm.
I told them we did a Space Monkey show, and I was like,
live, I heard.
Yeah. Right? And I was like, dude, like, the day's going to come where I'm going to have to denounce you publicly. I was like,
at a press conference?
Yeah, something like that. I was like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
You have it, the speech already?
Not yet, although I'm starting to write it.
You should write, yeah, and then just fill in the blank as to, like, when he did blank. It's almost like a Mad Lib, and yeah. He said blank.
I told him I'm not gonna sell him. I'm not gonna be like, he's not my friend and stuff like that.
I'll just have
depends
to
depends on what he does, though. You might have to. Don't leave that off the table.
Oh, I don't have. I don't believe that I don't. He's going.
Don't
to.
Leave that off the table.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
No, I'm not going to do anything. No, I would never do it. It's going to be something I say, definitely. Not like, oh, he did this to some.
I'm
going to
be like, he's disgusting.
Girl.
I think he's disgusting.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to do Tell Him Steve Dave the next week. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm just trying to prep everybody for the stern.
Well, it all depends on the timing, though.
Yeah.
If in the years of the future, knock on wood, IJ is finally off the air, maybe season 15, would that be okay in your head?
Well, let's say 10.
Let's go 5 years sooner.
and he does something that is beyond the pale. You might not have to.
Oh, yeah, no.
You won't have anything, you won't have to worry about.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
No, well, nobody will care then.
Yeah.
So.
Plus, in 5 years, I mean, I can't imagine this atmosphere that we live in will get even more restrictive, right? Because
well,
I think people
it's not
even,
working out for them.
even now, people are starting to just be like, "I'm just going to say things." Like certain people, are like, "I'm just going to say shit, and I don't give a fuck."
I
if
have
get
noticed
offended
people starting to just be like, "Fuck it, you're going to get in trouble no matter what you do. What do I even give a shit?" Or tuning people out who are offended. Like most people these days seem to be like, "Jesus Christ, we got it enough."
Yeah.
It's not stopping them.
It'll never stop them, no. Someone sent a picture to me of, I guess there was like some sort of thing in Washington where women went down there to scream about things. I guess just to scream to let it out because they can't take living in this world.
Yeah.
And I say, if you have the money to travel to Washington, D.C. to fucking scream, just scream about shit, not scream anything in particular, just make a noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are people who are worse off. Than you, way worse
yeah,
off.
Yeah, stay at home and destroy your own house or your own screen door.
Hey, you came by today to pick me up to come here, right? Did you see anybody around my area? Was their shit destroyed? No. Was my shit destroyed? It was only my own stuff.
Yeah, there was stuff out on the curb that he had destroyed.
Really?
Yeah, bookcase. Yeah.
What happened now?
This is from a while ago. I just recently got it out. I punched a hole in it, but yeah, I put it out for bulk pickup.
I would. It's
love living in a country with bulk pickup.
Yeah. It's helped a lot.
It wasn't anything of high quality that would be in your office queue. Yeah. It looked like something that was paper thin. But,
okay.
But he put a hole through it anyway. You know.
All right.
And I'm like, watch this, everyone.
And you didn't have to go to Washington.
I like,
and
I had scored it. So I didn't have to go to all the way to Washington and scream. No.
Yeah.
No.
Which I'm not saying don't go to Washington and scream.
Go ahead, but realize if you have that ability, you've got it way better than a lot of people out there.
Yeah, just to stop. Just stop expecting me to have an opinion on it,
like, or care,
or care,
or care that you're that upset that you got to scream about shit.
Yeah,
I might say stuff. I don't do anything that's going to hurt anybody. So
your words hurt.
Words hurt.
Yeah, well,
words
tough
can
shit.
Hurt.
Tough shit. I don't care about your feelings. I don't. I just don't. I don't care about your feelings. Like, I'm not going to temper everything I say because, ooh, maybe this will hurt their feelings. Ooh, maybe this will offend them.
But what's wrong with, like, wrong with tempering and being
what's wrong with walking away? What's wrong with walking away?
Of other people that, like, who...
I don't
who,
go out of my way to offend anybody. But if I say something
you're just
in,
talking
in a
about
joke,
that you're going to dress up as a rapist clown. No, not a clown, Cosby.
Well, that's redundant. Rapist Cosby. No, I'm not going to. But I... It just occurred to me as something funny, but
to who?
Something to me, you know, I'm just like, well, because I'm like, well, how would people react? They're like, oh my God,
you know how they're going
to
react.
Right. Which is why I don't even have to do it. I don't have to do it, but I just like to construct it. Like, you know, it would be funny if it played out. I would just like to live in a world where like you could do that and then come back to the world where you didn't do it.
Yeah,
well, that doesn't really exist.
So what you're saying is you want to do away with consequences.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people want, a world where there are consequences. Because for too long, guys who look like me and you get away with doing shit with no consequences. Well, that day's over, baby.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no, not for me.
Oh, yes.
Not for me.
You're wrong if you think it's not for you. You're really, really wrong.
I'm not. What is anybody going to do to me? What is anybody doing what I do, assuming I don't go out of my way to be a dickhead to people, which I don't, why should I have to not, like, why can't the person who's offended walk away? Why do I have to be like, oh, you're offended? I won't say that then. It's like, then don't be around me. Like Louis C.K. going to the Comedy Cellar. Mm-hmm. Now, like, they have, like, people are triggered because Louis C.K. does comedy. Fuck you. Then don't go into a comedy club. If you think that you may be offended by something, anything in that comedy club, then don't go in.
Well, you're talking about the audience, which I agree
audience,
with.
Yeah.
But what about any female employees of the club?
Hey, it's a comedy club. It's not. It's
right.
Not like it's not a desk job at fucking IBM, or it's not. You know, you're not a cashier at Target. You're,
yeah,
you're like a place where jokes and things like that aren't.
What you're saying then is that. That only
deal.
Target should have a fuck. But why? It's their
deal.
Work environment. Why shouldn't they be safe from sexual pests?
But he's not pestering anyone.
He has a history of doing it.
He has a history of sexually pestering people?
Of course.
Of course he did.
That's why he's
No. Yeah, I know the story.
But then why
I'm not buying, what they're saying, because you're talking about, so anyone who has ever sexually pestered anyone.
Yeah.
Should then not be allowed to put on that stage?
No.
All right. Close your doors, Comedy Cellar, because most people.
Yeah, I'm not saying yes, but it's saying it's trigger. I'm saying you can't dismiss it out of hand.
But
then find a new job.
But didn't this
Because that's the way it goes here. That's like working at a strip club and be like, I'm offended by nudity. It's like, well, that's the job you have.
But that's not why they're offended, though. They're not offended by the nudity at the job. They're offended by that this man...
jerked off in front of a couple of willing women.
Well, obviously they must not have been willing then.
Well, no, they weren't willing 15 years later. I mean, they were willing at the time.
But didn't he derail careers, though?
I don't know. I mean,
comedians, like female comedians? In,
I don't know.
I thought you knew the story.
Not that I'm aware. No, not that I'm aware of. I never heard.
I think that was one of the accusations, though.
Did he derail their careers?
He derailed
their careers?
Like he did things.
Maybe,
like,
they just weren't funny.
Does
anyone ever consider that? Probable. It's probable.
He wasn't accommodating, or he made it difficult for them to come back and get a gig or something at the comedy club because he had that much juice, though.
For them at the time? Why would he, though? He had no beef with them until they came out years later and were like, Louis C.K. jerked off in front of us.
But there was people, though, that he supposedly fucked over their careers.
Yeah, well, let me see while we're talking. Let me see if
they paid a price for not putting up with his bullshit, though.
Right.
With his pestery.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive. Pest. I mean, you've been calling me out all afternoon, and everything I've been saying was right. Meteors,
I didn't say anything about it. I wasn't even involved in the conversation. Q's like, I don't think that's true. And you're like, oh, yeah, it turns out it's not true. So he contested it. You were wrong.
I wasn't wrong. I was technically, I was right.
Wait, no. You said that a meteor, this is going back to a conversation you probably heard 25 minutes ago out of context. You said that if a meteor falls on your property, that you have to turn it into the government. And Q said, I don't think that's true. And then it turns out you can keep it, you just can't sell it. You need a permit to sell it.
But I thought you could only keep a certain amount of pounds.
10 tons or
yeah,
something,
so
or 10
it says,
pounds?
No, 10 pounds?
Okay, so let's say a meteor the size of a Buick lands in your backyard.
Yeah.
You can only keep 10 pounds of it?
Well, I don't know. It says you own it. So I don't know. We got to get a meteorite expert in here.
I wish Gideon was here.
No, an expert.
Why? He was wrong. He was wrong about the first thing he told you.
Yeah, I may have just mistakenly not heard it correctly.
Like,
what he said.
What Louis C.K. did, he's literally never supposed to work again as long as he lives?
No.
I mean, that's what they're saying. It's like, some on social media see it as no laughing matter.
What I'm seeing as, what I'm saying is that I don't agree. The audience, to me, in a comedy club, doesn't have a right to... I agree with you. The culture of a comedy club is such that it's just like, yeah, people are going to pop in. You're going to hear things that you don't want to hear. You may hear things that you disagree with. Don't go to a comedy club if you can't handle it. That I agree with. What I'm saying is the idea that female workers in the club don't even get a discussion over the fact that they're forced to work with someone who has admitted to being like a sexual pest.
No, he said sexually irresponsible. He was irresponsible.
But my point is this. Like, what you're saying is... there shouldn't even be a conversation. Fuck them. They get another job. What I'm saying is like, well, why? Like, what? Why should there not be a conversation?
Because what?
They work there. Why does Louis C.K. have more of a right to work there than that waitress who's been there 4 years?
Because if you're agreeing to work in certain environments, you have to accept that, like, there are going to be times when this kind of thing happens. We can't, every time you get offended by something.
We have to accept this kind of thing happening?
That
his
kind
history,
of,
his history, personal history.
He fucking apologized for whatever he did. He went away for a year or so. Now he's going to do comedy again. Fucking relax, man. Like, the guy did not rape anyone. The guy didn't assault anyone. The guy did something that all parties agreed was like creepy. It's not against the law to be creepy or sexually irresponsible if he jerked up. At any point, they could have left. They decided not to because they're like, wow, this is fucking weird. They decided not to leave. And then it's only after everyone tells them, like, hey, this was wrong, that they're like, oh, this was wrong. So now I'm a victim. And I need to be treated with kid gloves.
Who's everybody telling them that?
That's social media. People on social media.
You're making such gigantic leaps of conclusions that you make up in your own head, though. You don't know how they came to those conclusions if they thought it was wrong, how they came to the conclusion it was
who?
Wrong.
Who?
The people who were bringing it to light. You don't know
people
that.
Who weren't even...
Somebody else told them. You don't know that.
My feeling is if you're going to be offended by anything, do not go to a comedy club. If you're that fucking soft, don't go.
My feeling
because
is
you have to know that Louis C.K. may show up.
Or just go see comics that you know are... Go see Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, the Nick DePaul, I don't know, Jim Gaffigan in hot water recently.
How?
He came down on craft beers, talking about how there were too many. People were offended. I sent it to Walt.
But that's Jim Gaffigan's level of offensive. That's what I'm saying. People, I think, can handle that.
Some people couldn't. The craft beer industry was all up in arms.
But what should happen, though, when who's this guy, CK, shows up on stage unannounced?
Who's this Louis CK? Is he something like the Ariana Grande of comedy or something? Who the fuck Louis CK is?
And I'm not saying Louis CK shouldn't be allowed to do clubs.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm saying, just to be clear.
But what I would like to see happen, though, is that whole fucking club pour out of there. Just he shows up. They announce.
Why?
Him, and they,
why?
They,
why would you want to see that though? Why wouldn't you just want
out.
To see the people who are offended pour out?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The people pour out who don't.
There you
want
go.
To
yeah,
pour out.
Shut the fuck up and leave. Be like, hey,
then,
I didn't know Louis C.K. was going to be here.
Anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Let the free market decide. If Louis C.K. shows up and more people stay than leave,
he won't be getting gigs.
Then you're okay. Then you're okay. If more people show up than leave, then you're okay. If not, the people who don't want to see Louis C.K.
But should
are triggered
you be able to,
or whatever.
Get your money back, you, as a patronage?
No, I don't think so.
No, if you leave?
I don't think so. Comedy clubs are what they are. They're drop-ins. They're changing schedules. You're going there for a certain thing. I don't think you should get your money back.
So, like, you, but you're like, well, I didn't know he was going to be on the card.
Yeah, but so what?
Yeah, but like, you know that going into the Comedy Cellar that you don't know who's going to be there. People just come into.
So what do about it. Like if Dice shows up, same thing, and he's doing like really, really raunchy, like
yeah,
a homosexual.
I mean, he doesn't really material. Do that anymore, but yeah, like,
let's see, he just.
He just
I
goes
got
back.
AIDS after drinking from a water fountain that a faggot used.
I don't think that's.
His, I don't think that would
I don't
fly
think that's
today.
His humor anymore.
I don't think it would fly today. I don't think. Only, I think it's what
it
Brian's
even
saying.
Fly for like somebody. Like I would be like, what is he doing? I'm like, why is he saying this shit?
But let's say he did do it. Let's say he came back. The Dice Man's back, and he did that stuff.
And the audience ate it up.
No, the audience could they conceivably be like, hey, you know what? I want my money back. I didn't sign up for this.
They can ask for their money back, and the club may choose to give it back. That's fine. I don't care either way. I'm just saying it doesn't seem like if I own the club, I would give it back.
You would or wouldn't?
I would not.
You would not.
Because then you're setting a precedent where, like, when I worked in the movie theater, there were people who were like, hey, I didn't like this movie. I want my money back. And it's like, fuck you. You go into it knowing you might not like the movie. There's no guarantee. Just like at the Comedy Cellar, there's no guarantee that you're not going to be offended or triggered. Or, you know what? I'd want my money back if I were there and Amy Schumer showed up. I'd be like, well, she's not fucking funny. That's a waste of my time. I want my money back. Do I deserve it back? No.
I don't think you'd be entitled to it back.
What's that?
I don't think you'd be entitled to
it back. I wouldn't. I wouldn't because I go in there knowing that some of those people are not going to be my cup of tea.
Right. And you don't
tell
go.
Tell Dave.
I don't know, maybe.
I know there was that pause. You looked at me.
48
like,
minutes. I know.
You were very pleased with yourself. On that, like, you want to end it on that because you felt like you had you were
like neatly like,
I'm,
tied up.
I'm not going to get any higher on the soapbox. Say fucking tell him, Steve Dave.
Yeah, I'm getting a nosebleed up here, bro. Can you hear me from up on top of the mountain?
This has been a production of Smodco Internet Radio. Sir, only at smodcast.com.